Angela next in Wake Forest, North Carolina, listening on Divine Mercy Radio. Hello, Angela. Thanks for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. I was calling just to share that I have three sons at NC State University, and they're all still going to Mass every Sunday. But my oldest son went to study abroad in Australia for 6 months. And I was very worried about what would happen with his practice of his faith, especially in Australia's not very strong Catholic country. So I contacted the university, made sure they were okay with me making alternative arrangements for his housing, and contacted the diocese and found and asked for a Catholic family to host a Catholic college student. And we found one right away. And he had a wonderful experience, went to Mass with the family, stayed with them, did Eucharistic adoration. The home was very Catholic, and the mom was very responsive. She had raised seven kids, and three of her sons had left the church. So even though she hasn't been able to keep her kids Catholic, she and I communicated after my son settled down, actually pretty much closer to the time that he was coming back home. And so just living their faith in their family was a huge witness and strength for my son. He came back stronger rather than weaker as a Catholic. And he had a much better experience than all the other students that went on the study abroad program that were not housed with a family but stayed in university housing. And I was very interested in him having that experience because my husband is not Catholic, and he was living with a family where both the parents were Catholic. Mm. And so it was a very good, very rich experience, and I think that it was an example of my son was skeptical, and I said, no, I will pray, and we will find a family. And it turned out to be cheaper, half the price of what the university housing would have cost, and a much better experience.
That's really good. What do you think, Mary Beth?
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's just awesome. I so commend you for taking that initiative. I mean, that's really, really astounding and beautiful that you would kind of break all the rules and find this the separate kind of housing and find this beautiful Catholic family. Really, really well done.
Well, you know what's interesting about your story, Angela, is I agree with Mary Beth. It is a wow story. But to me, it's just, I think it's so interesting because our kids experience what they experience in our homes and in the confines of our household. Okay. And then when they go to another family and those same practices are even more devoutly done or whatever are reaffirmed. And so the kids see it from another example. And then I would imagine that the teenagers or young adults are thinking to themselves, yeah, I guess mom and dad were right. You know, this really is the true thing because they're seeing it from another perspective, an outsider. Is that what kind of happened with your son, Angela, that he was seeing the things that you had given to him his whole life?
Well, yes, but you see, the thing is, in my home, because my husband is very anti-Catholic, it was always a tension and part of my concern was that, you know, I didn't want his faith to be only identified with mom. You know, he's trying to be his own man. And so I was very anxious. You know, he was dating girls that weren't Catholic. And so I'm like, okay, now I want you to see what happens when you have a totally Catholic home. So his whole perspective on what he's looking for in a wife has completely changed. In other words, he's not interested in dating girls that aren't Catholic anymore. And, I mean, you know, they did have the two younger kids that were his age, 19 and 22, still at home. But he went on a religious pilgrimage with the family for 5 days, walking 90 miles, whatever, you know, that they brought together all the Catholics from around, young Catholics from that area to do that, to participate in that. And so I've made friends with the mom, you know, and we've talked about our mutual struggles about how do you get your kids to own their faith so that they totally own it, so that they believe it for themselves and they live it, not because you taught it, but because they really come to the conclusion that this is the true church. And he saw that lived out completely separate from us. So he experienced the universality of being Catholic on 3,000 miles away from home and the testimony to his younger siblings, you know, because how my oldest one is going to go. So I'm fighting very hard to keep him Catholic because I don't want to fight as hard for the next three kids coming behind him, you know. So
right.
His younger brother is also watching, you know, what happened. And he's coming back and being much more integrated with his faith, even though he's a science researcher developing his own plants, very much in the science field. He integrates his faith more into his daily life, you know, and he's had time to think about it and reflect, which, you know, here in the States, he has jobs and stuff, so he didn't have as much time. And, of course, he had a lot of fun exploring beautiful Australia, too.
Right.
I'm just thinking it's a creative way that parents sometimes think just praying, yes, but also there's active ways that you look for those openings that they give you where they have a need, and you say, oh, I'll pray for that. Let me see how I can solve it. A little bit.
Mary Beth, I'd love your thoughts on, you know, and I'm sure this has been your experience, that it's not always the case, as in Angela's case, where the parents are really all on the, you know, exactly the same page in terms of the Catholic faith in supporting and praying for the kids. But the importance of, you know, at least one of those parents being very strong and providing that spiritual cover.
Absolutely. One of the things that, Angela showed us, but that Debbie also said, was how important it is to have the family environment. And one of my children has been living in France for a few years now, and I was talking to him about college the other day, and he said in France, and there's no comparison, but he was saying in France the college is much more professional training, and they work and they go to school and they live at home, and there's nothing like he called it the country club he went to for 4 years. And I think that's a disadvantage of our current college system, not that it can be changed overnight, but parents are hesitant to bring their kids home for a semester to have them regroup or to bring them to a community college so that they can live at home for a while if they've gone astray, or to do what it takes to reestablish that familial sense that they have. And I love how all that initiative that Angela took to get her to assure that her son's faith was nurtured while he was at school. There are lots of other ways to do that. It's just a matter of praying for the right inspiration. So I just think it's very difficult when there's tension in the home, but the school environment that we currently send our children to is perhaps even more detrimental. Mm-hmm. We send thousands of kids with undeveloped frontal cortexes and expect them to be responsible for 4 years in a country club environment.
Right. That was a very gentle way of describing that, Mary Beth.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.